Welcome to the September 30 edition of the PAC Football Report. I'm Joe Onderko. Once again, we'll take a look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also looking ahead to the contest this weekend. A pair of overtime thrillers highlighted the PAC football slate on September 23. Teal opened defense of its 2005 conference title in thrilling fashion, as the Tomcats overcame a 14-0 deficit to post a 17-14 overtime win in a driving rainstorm at Thomas More. Senior quarterback Billy Blankenship sent the game to overtime by converting on fourth and goal with a 6-yard scoring pass to Mark Lascola in the final seconds of regulation. In overtime, a 27-yard field goal by Sammy Coyle gave the Tomcats the win. In the other league matchup, Waynesburg posted its first win of the season with a 29-18 home win over Grove City. Yellow Jacket running back Ryan Abels rushed for 122 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the win, while becoming the all-time leading rusher in Waynesburg history with 3,350 career yards. A pair of PAC teams posted impressive non-league wins. Westminster earned its first victory of the season with a 27-24 double overtime home win over Adrian. Freshman quarterback Kevin Franz completed 30 of 43 passes for 307 yards for the Titans. Washington and Jefferson rolled to its third straight win with a 33-13 decision at Oberlin, as senior running back Ryan Mendel rushed for a career-best 192 yards and a pair of scores. Abels was named PAC Offensive Player of the Week after his record-breaking performance. Defensive honors went to Teal defensive end Robert Hughes, who posted 10.5 tackles and a key sack while also returning his own blocked punt for a touchdown. Westminster freshman kicker Fred Romeo was the special team honoree of the week after making all five of his kicks, including a game-winning 26-yard field goal in the second overtime against Adrian. This week, the conference schedule gets into full swing with three key PAC matchups, while Washington and Jefferson takes the weekend off. Fresh off its come-from-behind win at Thomas More, Teal travels to face early-season surprise Bethany College in Bethany, West Virginia at 1:30 p.m. The Bison, who were off last weekend, are 2-1 overall with consecutive wins for the first time since 2002. Under first-year head coach Tim Weaver, Bethany has already eclipsed its win total from a year ago. According to Weaver, this Saturday's home matchup with the Tomcat will be a good indicator of his team's progress.
You know, to be real honest with you, we would have liked to play the teams the way we speak at the preseason thing, playing inverse order finish, but, you know, we don't get that luxury. We get to play Teal right out of the box, so we'll see. You know, we'll see where we are. We still feel they're one of, if not the best teams in our league. I know they're not producing offensively the way they have in the past, but they're winners. They don't understand how to win games as a team. And so, yeah, we feel it's a great situation for us to, you know, see how far we've come and how far we may still have to go.
Waynesburg continues its long home stand as the Yellow Jackets host Thomas More in a 1:30 p.m. PAC contest in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. The Yellow Jackets have won all three previous meetings between the two programs, including a 13-7 decision in Kentucky a year ago. The Saints must bounce back from their heart-wrenching loss at home to Teal. Thomas More head coach Mike Hallett hopes that the difficult setback will serve to rally his team for the remainder of the season.
Well, we certainly hope so as coaches. You know, you look at a number of great programs, and sometimes a loss can be very beneficial to you to get everybody focused in the right fashion. And, you know, our first two games were both pretty close, and we found ways to win them, and our third game was close, and we fell a little short. We're not going to spend time crying over what didn't happen. We're going to worry about how to improve and get better, and I think our guys have taken on that work ethic and that mode this week.
Finally, local rivals square off when Westminster travels to Grove City for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. Both teams will start true freshmen at quarterback, with Franz again calling signals for Westminster, and Andrew DiDonato stepping behind center for the Wolverines, who will try to topple the Titans for the first time since 1979. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand talks about the matchup with Grove City.
Well, we have to be a very highly motivated group on Saturday. There's no question about it. And we have to be ready to play, and we have to come out of the gates strong. And I think that's important in this contest, specifically because it's a road game, first conference game, and it is the local rivalry.
That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.